Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Oh man, today we're not really doing politics on First Things First. I saw an article, and it's not the first time I see this guy in a bit of, making news for all the wrong reason. Now, Michael Jordan, the legend, his son, Marcus, was arrested yesterday, cocaine possession, drugs, and obviously being high under the influence while driving, arresting, resisting arrest and all that. And it actually got me thinking, man. And look, I'm not going to attribute his wrongdoings to his father's success. But more often than not, when a parent is successful, which is, I assume, that's what some of the people in this room are or aspire to be, and you listening also, you want to get to a certain level of success whereby your kids don't grow up under the same conditions as you. But also the fact is, the conditions that you grew up in, be it a lokshini or some hardships, do shape you in a good way because you didn't grow up spoiled. And now you're a parent and you want more than you want your kids to be more than you, to be more successful than you, to be more disciplined than you, to be more focused, more determined than you. However, the softness that you've provided does sometimes work against you in achieving that for your kids. Mm. No? Mpo, you seem to be in disagreement.
I am in disagreement. And the reason I will be in disagreement is because I feel as though there's only so much that you can do for your children up to a point, right? So you can be this super successful person that says, I mean, I'm not going to afford my kids everything that they require because they have to go out there into the world and get it themselves. Mm-hmm. And then you find that either they succeed or they fail. Or you could be the parent that says, I mean, I'm going to make sure my kids have a soft life all the way through. Yes. And either they fail or they succeed. So there is no formula to this thing, unfortunately. Once your child is over the age of 21, you could have given them the best education, the best this, the best that. But if they want to mess up their lives, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
And that's true. I agree with Mpo because they've got their own personalities. They're their own people, especially at the age of like 21. Mm. The most important thing is how you react to that mess up, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that you can do, because how do you treat that? What did you do, by the way? What has he done?
Call is on drugs.
Yeah. The parent.
DUI.
Oh. That's what I'm saying, is that how the parent reacts to that mess up is the actual conversation here, because they're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to mess up. They're going to win. What do you do about that? And you can only hope that the values you instill in them at a young age, they don't part from those.
Mm.
But once they're older.
Because you get kids from poor families who strive to be the best and become successful. You get kids from really successful families who just aspire towards nothing. So, yeah.
But sometimes they aspire towards nothing sometimes because of they have everything. Because of the fact that, Simnan, they know that there's no way they'll ever be homeless without a house, without a home. There's no, because of they grew up with all these things, and more often than not, they take them for granted. Meanwhile, the parent is just trying to say, I'm trying to provide the best for you and more than I ever had. And sometimes we overcompensate, and in doing so,
we eventually
spoil them.
I have issues with us as parents saying, I am working so hard in Vuang for every day, and I'm not going to give my child the best that I never had growing up because I'm afraid I'm going to spoil them to the point that they're going to mess up their life. I'm giving you this ability to take care of yourself in life, and I'm trying to give you, you know, empower you so that you can be the best version of yourself. Mm. If you choose to mess that up, honestly, that's not a reflection on me.
Mm. Can I just come in there? I hear what you're saying, Mpo, but I think we also as parents make that mistake of thinking we are present through just gifting the child.
There's also
especially
that.
From a young age. You're just like, I've bought you an iPad, I've bought you a
phone. I didn't have that growing
be
up.
Be present and open communications. I think open communication then it leads to a bigger path of them being honest as a child with you. But if your child cannot communicate with you at a younger age, they're not going to do it when they're adults, and you'll only learn the hard way at a later stage.
Mm?
Because our parents, like I know Tyler Perry once said that he does not buy his, and I don't get that sometimes, he does not buy his kids expensive gifts or the best that he can afford for his kids. And sometimes that's the strategy that some parents choose to take. And I don't know if that works.
Hmm.
How do you strike the balance, Mfundo?
She spoils her kids. That's why she's so quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
she's like, I hear you.
You see, like, I'm never going to buy my child a 3,000 rand sneaker, even though I can buy myself a 4,000 rand one. You know, I'm like, nah, I'll get you a lot of okay sneakers.
Mina, I'll wait until his foot is settled. Then we start buying the expensive sneakers. But while you're still wearing them for only a year, and easy.
How do you strike the balance? I mean, if you are in a place of reasonable, you'd say, success, how do you strike the balance between not ruining your kids by the success? How do you strike that balance to still be a disciplinarian? And sometimes your kids just grow up in a very soft environment and there's just lessons that they can't ever learn that you were taught by your environment. To give us a shout.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with Umpo there. You can do everything you can in the world for your children, but once they are adults, it's up to them. The only thing is that you as a parent have to teach them, give them the tools to be able to face the world. And once they are an adult, which is how they use what you have taught them, values, everything, and use the training that you have brought them up in, and then go into the world.
I always say, why fix what is not broken? The fact that we are raised a certain way, 80s, 70s, 60s, whatever, and nothing was broken. We only hear from now, we are actually broken, but it has actually been that way, teaching us and that way, guiding us. So the way to strike a balance is to teach your child that all the extra stuff you will get when you are able to yourself. That's it. Yeah, you're working for your child. But yeah, and I'm with Fundo this one, because we just give and forget to cater for the human being in them. That's why even most of them are so horrible in society, because they were never taught.
Yeah, you'll find someone who could say just normally, you know, like the rest of us. And then Bona, they implement soft parenting. I remember the one time, Sandton City, I won't forget, parking lot, where my mom was working with two kids and the one just decided to sit down. Just sit down on their bum in the parking lot. And the mom was literally negotiating with the child, telling the child, what you're doing is wrong. No, please get up. And I was like, I need to handle this soft parenting if it doesn't actually work.
You know what I think I'll do, ne? If it happens for me to have kids now, the strategy is like, I would reward my kids. Every time they achieve something, I reward them with something that they want. So this is to is to encourage them to stay focused on studying, on sports, like in every good thing that can make them successful. So what I can do is like to reward them. If bapasile gaya 10,000, not 10,000, but you understand, but in some niggas or something.
I'm agreeing with Saul, because when we look at the pattern and the trend of what's happening in Labadona, the evidence is there. Look at Longe Twala Chiko's son, and look at Sonambele's son, and also look at Ubongani Fas. So the pattern is there. You overspoiled. Then you compromise on values. So unfortunately, if you want to instill some values, you need to compromise compromise on overspoiling.
So in Sesotho, there's a saying that says "Ikojwa isalimithi," meaning a stick while it's wet and fragile, flexible, that's when you bend it, because once it's hard, it will break. So a no is a very important answer that kids need to know, because in this life, there's a lot of no's. And if they have not met a no in your household, when they meet it outside, they'll break down. So no is a good answer as well that they need to get.
So for me, I go by a simple motto that says, tough times create strong men create easy times create weak men, and weak men create tough times. So basically for me, it's to strike a balance between everything that's happening there. Obviously, if I give you everything easy, you won't know how to fend for yourself. you know. So, but I do try to strike a balance between when to give it to you and when not to give it to you, when you need to work for it and earn it, and when I can provide it for you. So the basic needs of living, you'll definitely get from me. But the luxuries of life, you need to earn them certain ways. So whether it's doing your chores, or whether it's washing my car, or whether it's doing well at school, you know, so you just need to strike a balance there for me.
I only have one thing to say, and one thing only. There's no formula to this life thing, guys. You spoil your kids, they become unsuccessful. We have Anisha, same thing happens. So all I can say, I saw it with our parents. They were also not sure with what they're doing. We were also not sure what we're doing. So there's no formula to this life thing, guys.
There's nothing wrong with giving your kids the best of the best and spoiling them, because in essence, that's why we work so hard. But that doesn't exempt you from giving them love and attention, because I've noticed that when you can provide your kids with material things, so to say, the love and affection side sometimes, and attention sometimes, seems to lack. And that's where they stray off the path, just my take.
Yeah, man. Thank you for all your takes. Hey, I guess there's no formula to this parenting thing. So, Uncle Shelly, find.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.